So, we are Be'ezus Hashem, in the beginning of a new Mesechta, Mesechtes Chagiga, which deals very much with the laws of Yontif. Specifically, the early part of the Mesechta deals with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So, a little bit of an introduction. The Torah in Parshas Mishpatim says, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, three times a year, all males must appear in the presence of the Adon Hashem. So there are three times a year that a Yid has to appear lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah repeats this commandment again in Parshas Kisisa. Shalosh pame bashana yeiroa kol zechurcha es pnei ha'adoin Hashem elikei Yisrael. Some slight nuances, but the general idea of the pasuk is the same. Three times a year, kol zechurcha, every single male has an obligation to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interestingly, the Torah repeats this mitzvah a third time. This is in Parshas Re'eh, the Parsha of the Mayadim, the Parsha of Kol Abchor, Aser Ta'aser. At the very end, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeiroa Kol Zechurcha Es Pnei Hashem Aleikecha Bamokim Asher Yivchar B'Chag HaMatzos U'V'Chag HaShavuos U'V'Chag HaSukkos V'Lo Yeiroa Es Pnei Hashem Reikam. So three times, it says in the Torah, that three times a year, a Yid has to appear in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi in Parshas Kisisa says, Harbe mitzvah is pa'tayra nemru v'nichpalu. That even though the Torah repeated this mitzvah seemingly three times, but the truth is that there's a precedent for this. In fact, Rashi's lashon is harbe mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that not only were repeated, but v'yesh mayhem, some of them, shalosh pamim, and even v'arba. And the reason is, it's l'chayev v'la'anosh al minyan lavin shabahem v'al minyan esa shabahem. The reason the Torah would sometimes repeat a mitzvah is because if a person violates something that it says in the Torah, he's going to be punished one day. Schar v'oynisht. That's one of the Yud Gimel Animamims. We believe for every mitzvah that we do, we're going to be rewarded. And for every avera that we do, we're going to be punished. If the Torah repeats a mitzvah, or if the Torah repeats an avera, it's to make the point that the schar v'oynish is doubled or tripled, depending on how many times it's mentioned in the Torah. Rashi says it specifically regarding the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, so for sure it applies here, and that is that the Torah mentions three different times that there's a mitzvah shalosh pamim bashana yeira kol zechurcha to teach us that this mitzvah is a davar chamor. It doesn't just say it once, it doesn't just say it twice, but this is from the few mitzvahs in the Torah that are actually mentioned three times. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, so we're learning Mesechtes Chagiga, this is in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, so he brings the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the short version of what exactly the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is. And the truth is, the Rambam talks about this through the first few prakim in Hilchas Chagiga. We'll just read the first halacha. Shalosh mitzvah saseh nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regal mishloish regal. Every single yid, on every one of the shalosh regalim, had three mitzvahs that he had to observe. The Eluhein, Haru'iyah, number one. The Hachagiga, number two. The Hasimcha, number three. And the Rambam explains, Haru'iyah, Murubataira, what's the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Who, Sheyiroa, Panav, Bazara, Beyantif, Harishon, Shalchag. The mitzvah is that a person should appear in the Azara on the first day of Yantif. The Yavi, Imai, Karben Oila. And he should bring a Karben Oila. Umisha, Bal Azara, says the Rambam, skipping a little bit behind Rishon, Veloyhevi Oila. And he doesn't bring a Karben Oila. Loydaya, Shalayasa, Mitzvah Saseh. Not only will he violate this mitzvah Saseh, Elisha, Over Al Mitzvah Saseh. He's actually violating a mitzvah slay sase shenemar. It says in the Torah, lo yeiro panai reikam. So the Rambam says that the first of the three mitzvahs that every single yid has to be mekayim on Yontif is the mitzvah of Riyah. What's the mitzvah of Riyah? And every word in the Rambam is important. Of course, it's to appear in the Azara, A, be Yontif harisha and shalchag. The Iker mitzvah is to do it on the first day Yontif. So for example, Sukkot is 7 days, which Shmini Atzeres is 8 days. Pesach is 7 days. The mitzvah is to do it on the first day Yontif and to bring a carbon. So that's all included in the mitzvah of Riyah. And then the Rambam says, if somebody would appear and he wouldn't bring a carbon, not only did he not fulfill the mitzvah properly, but in addition to that, he's actually over a loy saseh because there's a lav in the Torah for a person to appear in the Azara and to not bring a carbon. Then the Rambam says, any even though if a person would appear in the Azara, he wouldn't bring a carbon, he's over a loy saseh, but there's no malchus. The reason is Sharei lo yasa ma'isa, because at the end of the day, it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. But the first of the three mitzvahs that every single yid has to be mekayim mayantiv is the mitzvah of riyah. Number two is hachagiga. Says the Rambam, hachagiga amur b'tayru hu sheyakriv shlomim biyamtiv harishon shel chag kisheyavay leheirais. So the mitzvah of chagiga is related to the mitzvah of riyah. And that states that when a yid on the first day of yantiv is mekayim his mitzvah of riyah, and he enters the azara, and he brings the carbon oil, in addition to that, he should also bring a carbon shlomim. So the mitzvah of chagiga is to bring a carbon shlomim together with the carbon oila that he's bringing when he's being mekayim the mitzvah of riyah. And finally, hasimcha amur begalim, the third mitzvah, the mitzvah of simcha, hu sheyakriv shlomim yeser al shalmei chagiga. That's a mitzvah that, in addition to the oilas riyah and the shalmei chagiga, he should bring another carbon. The purpose of that carbon is for him to be able to eat from the flesh of the carbon, and by eating from the meat of this carbon, it's going to bring him to a state of simcha, and like this, he'll be able to be mekayim his mitzvah of simchas yantiv. But then the Rambam goes through all the halachas. The Rambam says, Noshim apater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, Noshim apater from the mitzvah of Chagiga, but Noshim achayiv in the mitzvah of Simcha, Noshim b'mayim esamcham. And the Rambam goes through chapter and verse, halacha after halacha, many of which we're going to learn right now at the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. But regardless, so when we talk about the mitzvahs of Yontif, and specifically when we talk about the mitzvah of Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Zechurcha, so there's three mitzvahs and three ideas that we're juggling. Number one, there's the mitzvah of Riyah. Number two, there's the mitzvah of Chagiga. Number three, there's the mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Riyah is Kipshutai, appear in the Azara. You have to bring a carbon. There's actually a lav associated with that mitzvah. If a person would show up and not bring the carbon that he's supposed to bring, the carbon Riyah, that carbon Oilo, he'd be over a lois nasev lo yira upon Irekam. The mitzvah of Chagiga is to bring a shlomim when you're Oilo Regel. And the third mitzvah is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, which is a mitzvah that at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, one was Mekayim through bringing a carbon. Now, nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the mitzvah to be Oilo Regel. That's obvious. We don't have the mitzvah to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. That's also obvious. What about the mitzvah of Simcha? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam shita is that we have a mitzvah Simcha d'oraisa b'zman hazeh. Tosfos shita my katan yudalel amud beis is that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif that we have nowadays is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon. But regardless, the beginning of the Masechta is going to deal very much with the very geshmaka topic, the noisei, the sugya of the mitzvah of Aliyah the Regel. So just one more point before we start, and that is, what was the purpose of Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Zechurcha? This is like a serious deal. Like Rashi says, Torah doesn't just say it. Torah says it once and twice and three times. There's even a lav associated with it, an essay, and a lois essay. So clearly we're dealing with something very serious in terms of understanding Yiddishkeit. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is a very big deal. We'll see more about this in the raid. But clearly we're dealing with something that's a very, very big deal. So what's it all about? Why is there a mitzvah three times a year, specifically during the Yom Tovim, of Yeira Kol Zechurcha? So I think, if you ask the man on the street, he would probably say, I don't know, it's related to the Yontif. Pesach is a tremendous Yontif. There's tremendous Hashpois, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a Leil Seder, we have all the mitzvahs Hayoim, so it makes sense that on such a holy day, a Yid should appear, Lefnei Adin Hashem. Shavuos is man matan Torah seino. We don't go to sleep at night on Shavuos. All we do is learn Torah. B'chol yoyim yu beinecha kichadoshim. And befrat on Shavuos with being mekabel Torah from fish all over again. So it makes a lot of sense. It's a very opportune time for a person to walk into the Azor and to be in the presence of the Shechina. At Sukkos, Zeichel Anan Yaakov, all the Sukkos raid. So Pasha, you would think that the reason there's a mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim has something for sure to do with the Shalosh Regalim. It has something to do with the Yom Tovim. And the truth is, in Pnimius HaTorah, and if you're Ma'ayin in the Svarim HaKadoshim, there's no question that there's a connection. Stating that, that's not the Pashup Shah. And if you look at the Ramban, and you look in the Sfarnum, and you look at Rabbeinu Bechai, just to name three Rishonim, all of them, in Parshas Mishpatim, the first time that the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, when they explain the mitzvah, they say it has nothing to do with the Yontif, but rather it's related to something completely different. And that is, the three Yomim Tovim, and the three seasons in which the three Yomim Tovim fall out are very much related to the three significant milestones in the agricultural season. Now, today, most Jews do not earn a living through farming and through agriculture. But once upon a time, That was not the case. And when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua Benon, the way they were going to earn a living was by having fields, Naphtali Amiroi Mesada, and everyone was going to have their own different way and crops that they were going to grow, and through a barter economy, that's the way that everybody was going to survive. So really, the food that grew, that was the sustenance of the Jew. As a result, the Torah says that during the three important seasons in the agricultural fiscal year, a Yid has to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and he has to give Shvach V'Hoidah. So the first time we go is Pesach. You know why? Because Pesach is in Chodesh Nisan, which the Torah refers to as the Chodesh Aviv. And it's during the Chodesh Aviv, that's when everything starts growing. A Yid has to go to the Beis HaMikdash and say, thank you Hashem, I appreciate that you gave me Parnasa. And then again, Shavuos time. Shavuos is Chagakotzer. That's the time when the farmer would harvest. That's the time when we go out to the field, things had grown enough to the point where he can start cutting, and at that point, again, he has an obligation to go to the Makom HaMikdash and to give Shvach V'Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch. And then finally, Sukkos, which is the Chaga Asif. That's the time that he actually gathered all the Tfur and he brought it into his house. He would have to do it again. So says the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Sefurna that the reason there's a mitzvah to be Eilu Regel during these three times has less to do with Pesach and Zman Matan Torah and Zechala Nani Yaakovit. It's more balabatish. It's related simply to the fact that this is the time that the Yid gets Parnasa. These are very, very important times, and as a result, during each one of these seasons, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I acknowledge from where all my Shefa comes from. I understand where the Parnasa comes from, and I'm coming to be Makir Toiv. I'm coming to give a Yashar Koyach. And just like that's the, you know, Bikurim, and we find other mitzvahs that are related very much to HaKaras HaToiv, specifically of Parnasa, that's exactly what the mitzvah Eilu Regel is. So the mitzvah Eilu Regel is very much related to the idea of Parnasa. The Ramban says that that's why every time it says in the Torah the mitzvah Eilu Regel, it says Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeirai Kol Zechorcha El Pnei Ha'Adoin Hashem. The Torah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adoin, the Master. Why the Adoin? So says the Ramban, Shehu Ha'Adoin HaMefarnes La'Olam La'avodav. An Adoin means master. It suggests that the people underneath him are his minions. They're his quote-unquote avodim. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the boss, and we are his employees. We work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any parnasa that we get is really not coming through self-employment, even if you are self-employed. But rather, this is a check that you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's being that the whole idea of Sholish Regalim is to be makir, to acknowledge the fact that Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zokti Ramban, that's why the Torah always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal as the Adoin Hashem. And then the Ramban says something, B'lashoni Yazal. See, he says, so what's this inyan? So you just received your Aviv, or the Kotzer, or the Asif. So now you have to come and you have to be Makir Toiv, for sure. For sure. But the Ramban adds one line. He says, Ubenotlam pras milfanov, that at this time that you just received something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you avoyu elav, you go back to Hashem, to what? Give a yashakayach? No. Lirois mayitzavim. You're coming to the Eibishter, you're saying, Eibishter, I appreciate it so much, what else could I do for you? I'd like to do more. And the truth is, the Sfarim say that that's the real barometer, that's the real medida for HaKaras HaToiv. HaKaras HaToiv is not just shkayach. HaKaras HaToiv is thank you very much, I appreciate so much, what can I do for you now? What can I extend to you based on the fact that what you just gave me? So the idea is to express HaKaras HaToiv, the inyan of Sholish Regalim and the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is less about the inyanim of Pesach, of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's less related to Zman Matan Tereseinu, all the Shpois that come down on Shavuos. It has nothing to do with all the Groiskeit and the Derhoibenkeit of the Anani Yaakovit. It's partially related to the fact that the Jews were farmers. This was a significant time in their little economy, and as a result, Madav Gevin HaKaras HaToiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we go to the Adoin, and what's the idea? Give HaKaras HaToiv, but to give HaKaras HaToiv the way a Yid does. What does a Yid say? Yavoyu Eilav Lirois Ma Yitzav. Either way, with that short hakdama, we'll get back to it at the end of the daf.